given. Given, what is the blessing of giving toward a project? Now, you probably hear I'm saying that many times. I really hate preaching some topic like this. I love to preach evangelistic meeting sermon, you know. But this is important. Throughout the Bible, talking about giving for God's work. Ellen G. White, in 1901, saw a vision. She was up north of California, and she saw a vision in Southern California. She saw a vision that this is a house that can hold, have many rooms. And God asked her to go there and purchase that home. She don't know why. She wrote about it. She shared about it with other people. Some people go all the place to find it, to find something just similar to it, but it's not for sale. 4 years later, Pastor John Burden, he have a heart to see that vision, and he believed that God's will for the Seventh-day Adventist Church to purchase that land, that home. Anyway, she go on the journey and go find it. And he come to the place to find exactly a big place, have many rooms, and exactly the same description that Ellen G. White have written. And that located near Redlands. Back then, you know, 100 years ago, no one knew what Redlands is. And he excited, he come share with Ellen G. White about it. They go visit, they saw it. Yes, that exactly what he saw in vision. Place, have many room, 76 acre. It's run down. And they ask for how much it costs. It costs $110,000. That's a lot of money. $110,000 for that time? $110,000. They say, no, we don't have that money. The church say, you know, maybe this is not what God's will. But Ellen G. White say, no, this is God's will. After, through serial miracles event, the price dropped down to $38,000. Wow. They purchased that piece of land, that big place, and fixing up. And that's become Loma Linda Sanitarium. In 1905, they dedicate that. Ellen G. White said, no, this is not just a sanitarium. This is a place should be an education center as well. And so they go on and work on the detail. They call the places College, listen to this, College of Medical Evangelists. Man, it's a powerful name. I wish we could keep that name. College of Medical Evangelists. Now you know that it's called Loma Linda Medical University. And it's why I say that's the place not only for the sick people, not a hospital, but also a training center for nurses and physicians. Back then, no one knew what that place like. You know, from Redland to Los Angeles, quite a far away. No one go all the way out there. But God have shown the Seventh-day Adventists to purchase that. $38,000, still a lot of money. But everyone chip in and help. And they able to purchase that building. And now it's a famous place. Many people go there to be trained and go out in the world to build clinic and hospital. It's take a dream. God will give us, God people, a dream and a place. And God also give us a mean to accomplish. I believe that. But he want to work through us. So we can see the power, the miraculous power of God. Well, 6 years ago, I bring out to the church board and say, we don't have enough room to have all the Sabbath school. We need room in this church. Well, some people say, well, let build a couple classroom, extend it from the fellowship hall and extension of the building. It would be cheap, less than $100,000. We can do that. But I said that's not what God's will. God's will is something bigger, something that we could not handle, something that we cannot reach. So we can see the powerful, the God that we serve. That's how the mission center come about. Well, my proposal, $1 million project, the church board shoot down. They say, well, let's cut down to half, to half a million. Well, God will decide how big this could be. I believe this will be big. But I will review to you some other time. But this morning I want to share with you how can we give to the cause of God. Now here I'm speaking, most of you are students. I shouldn't preach this subject, what should I? But I believe young people, God give you something that you don't know. God give us something we don't know. And there's four methods that I want to share with you that I took from Dr. Brian Clough. Four different methods that you can give. Any one of us can give. Number one, give enthusiastically. You got to give with joy. This is what the Bible text I would like you and I to turn to. 2 Corinthians, we just heard earlier, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. And here's Paul trying to teach us a valuable lesson. How should we give? Enthusiastically. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. So let each one give as he purposes, in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. God didn't expect you to give 1,000, 100,000. If you give, you're happy, God happy. Don't feel the pressure. Don't feel you have to. You give to the glory of God. And you watch how God will bless how much you give to his purpose. God wants you to give joyfully. So how would we give joyfully? We need to find a motivation that we're happy when we give. We are excited when we give. I see a big picture of Mission Center. I see a people come in and out and learn and train and go out highway and byway to share the gospel. My giving, I feel excited. I care. I have fun with it. You know, that's what giving is all about. We don't count, hey, $500 going to this place, I don't like it. Why doesn't do this? No, I give because I see excitement. I love it. I enjoy it. You don't count every penny when you give. You give because you're excited to give for God's cause. Now, some of us in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 17 and 18. Let me read this. This is so important text. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 17 and 18. And so many people, just like me when I used to, and we feel like giving is a hard thing, and this is what we say. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 17 and 18. We might say some of this. Then you say to your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth. That means my power, my energy, my willpower, that I accumulate all this wealth. Verse 18, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is God who gives you power to get wealth. My friend, if we don't have health, we wouldn't be able to go to work. If we break down, we couldn't accumulate all this wealth. God give us the power, the energy to accumulate all the wealth that you have. So it belongs to His. God said, give generously. Give as the Holy Spirit touch you. Do you remember when you have nothing? How many people, maybe some of you now, you have nothing. Nothing. Do you afraid to lose anything? Nothing to lose. I don't have a car. I don't afraid someone steal my car. I don't have a job. I don't afraid that someone going to lay me off. I have nothing to lose. Your hand is wide open to ask for blessing. And as we got something in our hand, we start to hold. We start to make into a fist and take everything that we have. And God says, give generously. And that time we start to find hard to give. Right? When we start having a lot of stuff, it's hard to give. But God says, if we receive blessing, give generously. And so, number one, be enthusiastic when you give. Find something that motivates you. You're excited about it, that you give. What's something big, something project, something, I like to give. I want to see something is done. I remember when I was a boy, I go out and try to mow lawn with people to make some money. You know, I was 13, 14 at that time. I ride a bicycle, and the lawnmower I put in one hand, the other hand is on my bicycle, and pull that, and drop by your house, say, do you want to, can you mow your lawn? Just only $5, you know. And of course, some of you feel sorry for this boy driving the hot sun in Arizona at noontime. And so I mow the lawn and make money. And I have my buddy go with me. We work together. And I say, you know what? I need to raise money that my family, we can buy a house. And he said, what? $5 to cut the grass? How much are we able to help your parent to buy a house? But I believe if I keep doing it, I will help to contribute to my parent to purchase our first home. See, even small amount, God will bless that. If some people owe so small, I wouldn't do it. So many people young today say, you know, recycle bottle? My, it's only, I mean, so much work. It's only, what, $5? I mean, $20? I mean, 20 bottle for $1. And we have to collect a lot to get, you know, $20, $30. I tell my sons, we have to work for that. If we want to give for Mission Center, we have to work hard for that. If you want to do something, you give and you're excited about it. Sometimes you say, oh, we work so hard. Why couldn't we get an ice cream or something? You know what? I mean, you work all day, have so many money, you go and buy ice cream. That's good. You're all gone the money. So, you know, you got to think about it. You work hard and you give exciting God work. Point number two, give intentionally. Think about it. You have intentionally to give. Read this text, 1 Chronicles. Chapter 29, verse 3. 1 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 3. Moreover, because I have set my affection upon the house of God, I have given the house of God over above all that I have prepared for the house of God. This is David said that. My own special treasure of gold and silver. David said this, I already give. But not only that, I want to give more. He'd go back into the home to find any silver, any gold that he can give more. A lot of time we don't think we have any. Like a young lady. Pastor said, we need to find a place to purchase to have a church. They find a racquetball club run down, and they want to think they're going to fix up to be a church. And the lady said, Pastor, I don't have any money. As the pastor preaching this text said, you know, go find whatever you have in the home that you don't use, that you can give. Well, she go out and dug, and she find an old necklace, really ugly, she never wear it. And so she bring to the church to give to the church, and the church say, what do I do with this old necklace? Can you go and estimate how much is it, and maybe the proceeds of that you can give to the church? Well, she go out and find out the necklace worth $2,700. She couldn't believe it. She bring all that money and give to the church. See, a lot of time we don't think we have anything valuable to give to God. Think about it. What's a valuable thing in your home that you can give? What? Think about what thing that you don't think is needed to give to God. Does it matter small or big? When we give to God, God will bless. God will bless. I asked my boys, are they here? I hope they're not here. You know what? I don't think we need Xbox. Can you sell that online to give to the mission center? You have three of them. At least you can sell all three. We don't need all that. I asked, you know, we don't need the Xbox. I never buy Xbox, by the way. Someone just give to them. And you know what? I don't think that's necessary. It's not good. It's not good game, by the way, for young people. It's a terrible game. And so, sell that. I was thinking about this morning as I preach. I say, if you don't know how to sell on eBay, give to Hungier. You know, he knows how to do it. Or not. Maybe we have garage sale, you know. I'm sure people would love to buy it. So find something that you don't think that you need or it's not worth it. You can do something and God will bless. God will bless. And so a lot of time we thought about giving to God is think about our paycheck. You know, if I only make $1,000 and then I don't have much to give, I only give little. God said, you know what? Many other things that you have beside your paycheck. You know what? 91% of your asset is not in the paycheck. It's what you have, what you own in your home. And so we have a lot of things. We ask God, what can I give? A lot of times we feel like we give up something. You know what? God will bless more back. You cannot outgive God. The more you give God, the more He even gives you back. So I find the mean to be a blessing to someone. And so I know my car's in old. My last car is old, Toyota Camry. I think I drove 240,000 miles. And I say, the mechanic said, you know, I think you have to fix this transmission. I say, I don't have money to fix it. And so I just said, you know what? I look online and see how much the car's worth, and I'm going to sell it and use the money to buy another car. I look online, I find that the car worth $1,000. Wow, okay, good. $1,000. And I see one of the church members, you know, his car is even older than mine. Really old car and leak oil. And his car, I look at the speedometer, it's more than 265,000 miles, even older than my car. And I feel like, you know what, maybe I better give him my car. At least something's worth it. But anyway, I say, you know, if I give him $1,000, I don't have money to down payment to buy another car. And but I talk with my wife and say, you know, let's give the car away. God will bless us. And so I give the car away. I'm not going to sell. I just give it away. And so I'm going to go look for another car. And when I go look for another car, because they know it very well here, they say, oh, I saw a newspaper, and they sell the car, Toyota Corolla. That's what I want. I want a small car that gas efficient, and so I can drive around and visit people. And so she said, in the newspaper on Friday, there's a car on sale. I've been looking for cars, and it says the minimum I can bargain with people is only, everything add up to $16,000. I mean, I go even internet department. Some of you are on the internet department price. I go with that. It says $15,000 plus everything out the road, probably $17,000 plus. I say, that's still too expensive. I want to find some cheaper. And so go there here and say, you know, in Burbank, there's a car on sale on Friday morning. If you don't go there within an hour, it's gone. I mean, they sell some one car, basically. It's gone. I say, really? Friday is a day of preparation, you know. And I don't want to go. I have so many things. I prepare the sermon, get the church. And so, Lord, you save it for me. On Sabbath, I cannot go. I got to take care of the church. And Sunday morning, I have a Vietnamese language school. And so I got stuck all the way until 5 o'clock. And I said, Kodi, do you think the car is still available? I said, you go in there and try. I said, I drive there by 5 o'clock. I said, by this time, the car will be gone. I said, it doesn't matter. I just go there. If a God saved the car for me, and he's going to save it, and I'm able to see it. And so I go there, and I said, do you still have the car? And they say, yes, do you want it? Yeah, I want it. Let me take a look. Brand new car. It's only drove 20 miles in a lot. And they bring it out. We can give you for $12,000. $3,000 less than the market price. Wow. You see, if I give $1,000, God bless me back. My friend, I couldn't believe it. And now even Godzilla hear about the story, she couldn't believe it. Right? You couldn't believe it. God was blessed. And you know, and I tested God again with my van. My other cars, someone hit them. And so I bought the car, the van, same thing. Same thing, under market price, $3,000. And so I see God continue blessing as we give. As he pours his blessing upon us, we give generously. And so with the mean, we have to find the mean to give. Don't wait until the Sabbath morning. Now it's time for offering. We pour out a dollar or two. And some of young people don't have cash, only credit card, and so nothing to give. And so, you know, a lot of times we don't plan. We have to plan intentionally, have some meaning to find something to give. My friend, we find something to give. My son said, you know, I don't work. How can I give? Find something. When I was young, I can find something. I'm sure we can find something. If you don't like collect bottle, design something on YouTube and sell on YouTube. You know, do something. I wish I can do that. You know, all those things. You got creative, find something to do it. Make a movie. Put on YouTube. Sell for a dollar. 1,000 people hit it. You can sell it. Why not? You know what? If we are willing and ask God to give us creative idea, we can do something. Amazingly, God will bless us. I remember, is it Hung and David buying something on sale and try to sell back on eBay for top price, gain some money for the mission center, right? We find something. When we have a heart, we have a will, God will give us a plan. The second verse, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 3. I got to run here. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 3. This is a good text here. Amazing when I heard about this text. I questioned about it. I said, what is this text talking about? Isaiah chapter 45, verse 3. The Bible said, I will give you the treasure of darkness. What does that mean? And the hidden riches of secret place. In other words, God will give us riches that we do not know. He have in store for us. One man worked in a machine shop. And the pastor said, you know, can you give for this cost? And he said, oh, I don't have money. I mean, barely make it to support my family, a wife and three children. Barely make it. I have no money. If I have money, I will give. Well, I don't believe he has any money. And so he tests out this text. You know, this text doesn't make sense to him. And one day, as he worked, and his boss calling him in. And that time, you know, when your boss calling in, and sometimes no reason, you get scared. And that time, especially, a lot of people lay off. And if you give an envelope in their pink slip, that means you can go home now. Pack up and go home. And so he named his name Carl. So, oh my. He's scared. He walks slowly into the office. Come in. Sit down. He sit down. The boss give him an envelope. So, oh, no, not me. And the boss said, open it. He opened it. He saw a check of $500. And he looked at the boss and said, what is it for? You do a good job. This is yours. Go out and work. And he go now and said, thank you, God. And he remembered this very text that he argued with the pastor. In darkness, in secret place, God will give you. He bring that $500, go to church and give to the church. You see, a lot of times we don't know what we give. God said, wait, if you willing to give, God will supply that money, that wealth. You know, people say, you know, Mr. Trang Phong, he a millionaire. He can give a lot of money. A few years ago, he gave $1 million to La Sarah University, built a college of education. He gave $2 million to Loma Linda University. He gave a lot of money to give. And people say that if I receive money like him, I will give. Now, we're going to question about it. If he know that you will give, he will pour the blessing upon you. But if he know that you will not to give, he will hold his blessing. You know that? And so if we're willing to give more, he will give you more. My friend, we cannot outgive God. And so we need to find a way to do it. And I know God will give us a way to do it. Especially I preach to young people, we can find ways. I believe it. You know, 12, 13 years old, people go to work. I remember summer go out and pick up strawberry for money. You know, now they don't do it anymore. No, I have to go to Greyhound bus all the way up to Portland, Oregon, from morning 6 o'clock until 6 in the evening, go out and crawl on the floor, pick up strawberry. The first day, I did not pick any. Every strawberry I pick, I eat. Until the second day, I'm sick and tired of strawberry, so then I start working. I mean, it's joyful when you go out and do something, okay? I know I told you about the paperboy route. It's a fun job, too. Thirdly, give willingly. God say give willingly. Exodus chapter 35, verse 21 and 22. Exodus chapter 35. This is a good text. Exodus chapter 35, verse 21 and verse 22. Then everyone came whose heart was stirred, and everyone whose spirit was willing, and they brought the Lord's offering for the work of the tabernacle's meeting and for all its service and for the holy garment. They came, both men and women, as many as a willing heart, and brought earrings and nose ring and rings and necklace, all the jewelry and gold, on and on. See, when people is giving, it's contagious. You know that? You want to give too. You want to see God's work finished. You want to expand the kingdom of God. Give willingly. And also, we grow as we give. What I mean by that? When you first know about Christ, you don't give a dollar. But as time goes on, you mature, you give $5, $10, $100, $1,000. But if you've been in the church for many years and you still have given $1 like 20 years ago, then our spiritual life has not matured. You see, our life needs to mature. A little boy, when he have a toy, he grab everything. It's mine, it's mine. It's not open up to share. And we call that immaturity. And sometimes some of us, we are like that. We need to grow in giving. God wants us to grow, want to expand our personal life as giving and sharing the blessing that God given us willingly. The fourth point, give expectantly. Give with expecting a great magnitude. You know, if a church say, you know, expand two more classroom over the children's classroom, and that's all we need, you know, it costs maybe $30,000. You know, I don't want to give. I want to give something big. You know Robert Schuller? Robert Schuller? When he started his church at church, you know, at the where the evening when we have a movie theater, what do you call that? Drive-in theater, and in the morning, you know, not used. And so he rent that place. And now he said, you know, our church is growing big. Can you imagine? You rent the place, maybe you sit in a car to listen to a sermon, maybe. But now it's so big. You know what? We want to build a great church, Crystal Cathedral. He draw a big plan. Then he asked for money. And he asked for Lutheran church, one Lutheran business person, and they give him $1 million. Wow. And some other Lutherans say, you know what? Why don't you give to our Lutheran denomination? I say, you didn't have a vision for a big church. See, people want to give something for big thing, big cause, something exciting. You know that? And so I believe that when we do something big, not only our church giving, people out in the community, in other churches, they want to give. Because we have a big dream and vision. So expect something big. When I drove down toward on Freeway 5 down to San Diego, what I see? A big temple, Mormon temple. I said, wow! Amazing! A year from now, when I drive by Peck and I will see a mission center, wow! God wants us to do something big. Amen. When people drive by and say, wow, you know what? When the temple of God will build, every people go by, right? They say, wow, God bless this temple. That's what God wants people to see. Because this very text says very important. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 11. And this is what Paul say about when we think big. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 11. It says this. Why you are enriched in everything for all liberality. This means you rich, you give generously, which cause thanksgiving through us to God. When we give generously, we give thanks. And not only that, other people give thanks. And so, wow, God bless this. Let's give generously. And so those 4 points I want to point with you, the different method that you can give, and God will bless. Give enthusiastically, give intentionally, give willingly, and give expectingly. God wants us to expect something big. God wants that. You know, Dr. Brian Clough, and he said he wanted to give more to God. And so he wrote a book. It's called 40 Days. I'm excited to see this here. 40 Days Spiritual Journey to the More Generous Life. You ever heard of that? And he brought to the publisher and said, you know what, can you print this book? I want to generate some income to help the church. He bring to the publisher, say, they read the book, say, what? The book is talking about calling people to give? No one want to buy this book. So they deny, they're not going to publish that book. And so he goes to another publisher, no one want to print this book. And so he go back and talk to his wife, you know what, maybe we dig out of our inheritance money and we publish this book and we sell them and hopefully we gain regain some money. And so the wife said, what if we don't gain all the money back? Well, that's okay. We can give it out. It's okay. And so he decided to print 15,000 books. Okay? This is a journal. It's how to give generously. And so he print 15,000 books, and his friend said, you're crazy. Why do you print so many books? By the time you die, you can still have tons of books in your garage. But guess what? He sells some of this book very cheap, some of them $1 a piece. He just wanted to share this beautiful truth with other people. Within 4 years, many publishers want to print his book, and now he's able to print more than 400,000 books. Translate more than 43 languages. Wow. And people, even NBC heard about it, come to interview him. So now you can rich now, right? No. He said, now I'm more generous. I want to give more. God give me so much, I want to give more back. He said, the more we give, the more God bless us. And God said, test that. Test it. I'm willing to give everything to you if you're willing to give generously. You know, he lived on a salary of $15,000 a year. And he said, I have enough food to eat. I live okay. Everything that he makes from that book, he gives back to God. My friend, God did not ask us to pick our number, how much you can give. But God wants us to give generously. If God give me $1,000, He wants to give generously. Instead of put all $500 in saving, maybe I can give $200-$300 to God. It's okay. And I, God give some of us a $10,000 or $100,000, give more generously. God wants us to see, God worked through the church to see that we are willing to give. So we can see the power of giving. John Bechtel, he worked in Hong Kong. And he find a place, a rundown place, and he want to buy that. It's a conference hotel, it's rundown, no one to buy that. And he really want to buy that. And he have a dream to build a center for children camp. And so he flight with all his money to United States. He do many lecture and share about his dream and ask for fundraising to ask for money to buy that camp, buy that center. He go for many months and no one given. They say, you know what, brother? We pray for you. Now we continue to pray for you, keep on going and dream big and God will bless you. Everywhere he go, people keep saying that. By the time they have to fly back to Hong Kong, he's very disappointed. When he gets to his home, he find a letter. And he can see from the letter, it's written by a young girl. He opened it, he saw 5 quarter add up to $1.25. And he thought, you know, it's going to be enough money for him to buy the conference center. At the daytime come that he have to meet in the bank to purchase a property. He believed that God gave him that. And so he meet with the bank and the people sit down and say, Mr. John Bethel, you have all the money you need? I say, oh, yeah, I have all the money that I have. I bring all the here. I say, can I see it? I say, here is the envelope. And the bank owner opened up and said, $1.25? Are you serious? Well, that's all I have. And they said, you know, we need to find another buyer. And so he asked him to leave. As he leave, before he exit the bank, they call him back. So you serious? You want to buy this for $1.25? He said, yes. And they decided to sell that for $1.25. For the faith of that little girl, he able to purchase that property. Maybe there's some time people say, oh, there's too much money. I couldn't even afford to give any. But the faith of a little girl, even small amount, $1.25, God will multiply it and bless that church. Today, God's calling us. Next few weeks and few months, God's calling you to give. With all these 4 points, what can you help? What can you do? Don't think just a little. God wants you to give what you can and see the power of God work through miracle. I believe that. I believe that God takes us this far and it's not finished yet because God wants each one of you experience that giving power. Some of you may not have experienced yet, but God wants you to experience because there's joy in giving. It's joy, I'm telling you. If you haven't done that, you got to try it. It's joyful, it's giving. It's joyful to see something, some life is converted. It's joyful to see young people come to church and have a place to worship. It's joyful for me. I'm very sad when I see young people sit in the sun to worship. And it's joyful. It's joyful to see training center to train men and women go out and win souls. It's joyful to have a studio to make a video and sound and put on the internet. 1,000 people can listen. It's joyful for me. And I know it's joyful for you too. I believe it. God give everyone an opportunity to give so you can find that joy. God not going to finish this mission center unless each one of you can experience the joy of giving. Because I'm telling you, you're going to miss the joy. When the mission center finished building and it's all the funds needed, you miss the joy. I'm telling you, I don't have to explain to you. There's a joy in it to see something happen. God will bless this church. And God will bless you richly so you can give generously. May God bless this church.